Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the post-Turkey Day edition of the Grilling Guys. We're fresh off that food coma. Hopefully your Black Friday's behind you, and you're settling in to a little bit of grilling and smoking in your backyard this weekend. And maybe working with some of those leftovers. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. And I'm going to start off the show by calling Jop out.
Uh-oh. What'd I do?
You just said Turkey Day.
I did.
It's a slight.
Wow.
No, it's Thanksgiving, brother. We're so thankful for everything we have in this country.
That we are.
So I think it's bifurcated when you do that.
Do you take a pill for that?
Welcome to the show. It's like saying Merry Xmas.
Yeah.
You know, you don't do that.
Right.
It's sacred, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. It's talking about America, right?
Right. We're America. That's right.
So this show is all about cold weather grilling, and it's timed perfectly because we finally got some cold weather.
Yeah, damn if we didn't. I think I got up on Tuesday morning, and it was like 18 degrees on my deck, and I was like, woo, that's a cold one. And the sidebar story here, but my garage has mice in it, right? And I did one of those little five-gallon bucket things with the stick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got 11 on that night, man. Mother Nature was driving them inside,
wow.
And they all fell for the peanut butter.
Put peanut butter
yeah,
on?
Yeah, literally
and figuratively.
Love that stuff. Yeah, yeah.
So you've got your own mouse story now, because I have the RV with the concrete floor.
Sure.
And now you've got the trailer,
the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the bucket was just the bottom of the bucket. They must not like that cold water when it hits, you know, because sometimes you'll get up in the morning and there's still one or two of them swimming around in there. But these but these guys, they were all sunk. So, I was really surprised.
Well, you
man.
Got more meat for the grill now.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, yeah. I might
so,
have done that.
So we're going to talk all about getting ready and preparing yourself for cold weather grilling. Maybe some tips and techniques. We'll see how this wandering wagon goes down the trail, if we can actually hit the target and hit pay dirt. But I think we've also, in the next segment, we're going to talk with Scott at Allen Bob's, because we've got a great event coming up, and we're going to be at Allen Bob's for our annual ice fishing event, and that's always a ton of fun, grilling back there, and it's a little private party. Everybody's invited, so it's not that private, but we'll let Scott talk about that one. But I've just got a phone call that my deer is ready, so I have to go to Pinckney Hill Meats, which is between Saranac and Ionia, Michigan, and it's a great, it's the Hess family. This slaughterhouse has been there for generations, and they're just a nice bunch of people to do business with. When I cook for the Kent County Fair, I cooked for like 400 people or whatever this last fall. They donated all the chicken. She brought me, you know, cases and cases of chicken. It's just that kind of people.
Mm-hmm.
They're like Sobeys, you know. They just always doing something. So I didn't have time to process my deer, and because I like doing it in the garage. But when I came home, I was so whipped, I just took it over to Pinckney
Hill.
Well,
no, you weren't whipped. You had a date with a bar stool at that new brewery in your hometown.
Oh, New Union, yeah.
That's where you were.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true, but anyway.
Come on.
So I'm going to go pick up
the BS-er.
I'm going to go pick up some venison, and going to have a great time doing that. And last Wednesday, I guess it was, I got to do a barbecue for my godfather, who's John Spoolstra from Spoolstra Pools.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he turned 80. You'd never know it. The guy could work circles around either one of us. But he's just a great man. So I was honored to be able to bring him some barbecue and feed about 80, 90 people. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that is a good time.
Yeah.
I did one of those, too, for half of that. I did a guy's 40th birthday party last weekend. And a couple things. I digress on that a little bit, in that is they said they were going to have 60 people. Well, the party started at 6 p.m., and I was supposed to be there from 6 to 8 feeding people, right? Well, I think that, and there was the 60 included kids, which I didn't, which was fine, but I didn't know it. So I went and cooked 4 pork butts for 60 people. We usually think about 15 per person. 15, a butt will feed 15 people, rather. And so, but I cooked an extra one just because I never want to run out, right?
Right.
I went through 2. Yeah. I had 3 left.
Ain't that the way it always goes?
Right. And I don't know if half of them ate before they got there or what was going on.
You can probably pretty safely count on 20 people in reality.
Yeah.
To budget properly, 15 safe, but it's overkill.
Right. And so then what do you do? What do you do with leftover
you give them
pork
away.
Butt? Right.
Yeah,
I left them there.
Yeah.
And but I did bring 2 of them home because they were still in the cooler.
Oh,
they
so you didn't leave them there.
I left the ones I pulled, but I didn't leave the ones that I didn't pull.
So and, you're a butt hoarder.
Well, I've been called worse. Yeah. But anyway, so what do you do with it? So I'm thinking about it, and this was Saturday. So Sunday, you know what I did? Is I made some pulled pork hash. And it turned out better than I expected
to it. Oh, you even took a nice picture of it there.
Yeah, I did.
It's pretty good.
But just with diced onion, red pepper, and some garlic, put that in a pan, you know, got it hot, and then put about 2.5-3 cups, just a big handful of that pulled pork in there, and a whole bag of hash browns. And I got that all cooked down till it was crispy. Oh, man, threw a couple eggs in the pan beside it and just put those sunny-side-up eggs on top of that hash.
You like sunny side up?
I do.
Yeah, I can't do those.
No?
No. What I noticed when I was at deer camp, what we liked about doing our breakfast in the Dutch oven was they were sunny side up looking, but the yolk was cooked and there was no white slime on the top.
Yeah.
I can't do the
I don't like the white slime.
I can't do that.
Yeah. I always flip so maybe they're not sunny side up because I flipped the egg once.
So it's over easy.
Yeah, over easy maybe is better. But the point was, it's just that simple. With a bag of hash browns, some diced onion, I had a little bell pepper, red and green in there, put some garlic on top of it, cooked that thing down. Fabulous, man. What an easy way to use up some of that pulled pork. I had the meat and the potatoes and the eggs all on one
dish. I noticed that pulled pork is now in everything. I'm seeing pulled pork tacos, you name it.
Right.
Quesadillas. People are using pulled pork.
Well, it's a value meat. I mean, you're going to get it. You know, if you buy it in bulk, you're getting it for $1.09 a pound. If you get 1 pork butt, it might cost you $1.39, $1.49. But that's a real value meat. And if you got time to cook it slow,
sure.
If you don't have a big smoker, shame on you. But if you don't have a big smoker, it'll even work in a crock pot if you leave it in there long enough. You know,
Brian, can you just edit that part out and just pretend like he didn't say that? He said crock pot on the Grilling Guys. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, the ever-expanding massive network of foodies. We can be found on thegrillingguys.com. You can find us on Facebook /thegrillingguys. You can follow me on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy. Are you getting the theme here? It's Grilling Guys.
That's right.
So we're on iHeart. Yeah.
You get on iHeartRadio. You can find us on this station, ESPN 961.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Right.
And a lot of people stream us. And I got the stats. We're getting troops overseas, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, all over the place streaming the show. But you can also download the podcast. If you go to the website and you look for that set of earmuffs and the little podcast icon on the top right side of our website, you can have this sent to your phone so that you can take us everywhere.
It's a little scary, but we're not bad riders. But might have to stop and
we're not
get us a beer every
we're
once in a
while. We're not good drivers, but
right. Hey, coming up next, we're going to be talking with Scott from Allen Bob Sports. They're going to do a little hard water fishing clinic, and Scott's going to help run that, and Barbecue Bob and I are going to be down there pitching in. So stick with us. We'll be back.